This podcast was recorded on the lands of the Wurundjeri Woiwurrung people, the traditional owners of this land. I wish to pay my respects to their elders from past, present and emerging that may be listening today. I would like to acknowledge their traditions of storytelling and community. Sovereignty was never ceded, always was, always will be. Hello and welcome to Rhythmic Remedies. My name's Felix. This is a podcast about musos of all genres in the industry with disabilities. In this episode, we find out how a young Australian musician conquers life while living with a disability. Have you heard or listened to this track? Or maybe this one. This is the music of pop star Sheldon Riley. Sheldon Riley Hernandez, born 14th of March 1999 in Sydney, Australia. He was diagnosed with autism at age 6, he shares. I was told for a long time that I wouldn't be able to execute myself as a normal functioning human being, to get work, or have friends, or have a partner. In 2016, Sheldon auditioned for The X Factor, a television show showcasing artists' talent. He performed two cover songs, Circle of Life by Elton John and Ordinary People by John Legend. He made it to the bootcamp stage as a solo artist, but appeared on the show again in 2018, singing the hit Do You Really Want to Hurt Me by Culture Club, this time finishing in third place. In 2018, Sheldon released the single Fire, reaching 33 on the iTunes charts. In 2019, Sheldon auditioned for The Voice in its 8th season, covering Frozen by Madonna, and making it to the semi-final. 2020 saw Riley compete in America's Got Talent's 15th season, with a rather long track title called I Don't Want to Be You Anymore by the famous modern pop star Billie Eilish. He did well, finishing in the third quarterfinal. Also in 2020, the song More Than I was released. This was a self-written song and had success. In 2021, Sheldon released two tracks, Less Broken, co-written with musician Cameron Naxon, and again with Cyrus Villanueva. Also, the big announcement that he would be representing Australia in the Eurovision Song Contest the following year. 2022 was a massive year for Sheldon, beginning in February when he released an original track, Not the Same, written about his childhood, growing up with a disability, and not knowing about his sexuality. He would then go on to perform this masterpiece when representing Australia in the Eurovision Song Contest. This was a huge success, finishing second place in the second semi-final and then a whopping 15th place in the grand final. He also auditioned for the reality television show The Masked Singer, performing Never Enough by Lauren Ulrud, finishing runner-up. He later released the song. Sheldon returned to America's Got Talent in 2024, appearing on the Fantasy League. This time he made it to the semifinals. Insane is Riley's latest self-written track, released in 2023. Although he hasn't made any albums, his singles sure have done fantastically well. It's no secret Sheldon Riley has taken his singing influences from music icons including Madonna, Elton John, Lauren Aldred, and John Legend, just to name a few. He is the youngest artist we have visited on this show and continues to thrive despite his condition. Anyway, that's all we have time for. My name's Felix. This has been Rhythmic Remedies. Thanks for listening.